May the word of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. I am a visual person. How about you? You've watched today the video on Lent, and Ash Wednesday starts the Lent. Did it help you to understand and to remind you of the meaning of a special season, very special season of this Christian calendar? A little bit more? I hope so. Through today's gospel lesson from Mark, these verses can take you to the mountaintop. I mean, I would like you to imagine that you are one of those, Peter, James, or John, together with Jesus. So let me explain a little bit of the historical background. Mark was written for a Gentile audience, traditionally the church at Rome. It may have been occasioned by the Great Fire, which devastated much of Rome in AD 64, and despite his effort at rebuilding the city, many people believe that Emperor Nero himself had arranged that fire. To shift the focus off himself, the Nero placed the blame for this tragedy on Christians, and this led to an outbreak of severe persecution, which tested the faith of many at that time. So, and think of it now. After performing many miracles, and you have seen it already, we are in chapter 9, so after performing, Jesus was performing a lot of miracles before then, right? And then it says, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up to the high mountain. So high mountain is a place nearest to heaven, a place close to the revelation. And you've heard it, white cloth that I have read, that it couldn't be whiter than ever. So it is called theophany, meaning manifestation of God. There they experienced manifestation of God in the high mountain. We all have experience of those encounter with God, don't we? And what does Peter say at that moment? Rabbi, isn't it good for us to be here? Let us put 3 shelters here for you, and for one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, prophet, and the law, and you. And we're so comfortable here. Can you see that picture? Can you imagine? And even Peter was very confused saying that. It is not about prestige. It is not about power. It is not about, privilege to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. He didn't understand that. We are so good here. Complacency. The cloud appeared at that moment and enveloped them, which symbolizes God's manifestation, God's presence there. And what did God say? This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. People were not paying attention. They were so happy that he was a Messiah. Now we are here. So when was the last time? When was the last time the God's calling in small voices? Have you experienced one? I'm asking you, when was the last time you grasped a bit of Jesus' glory in a special way? If you don't have quiet time with him, it won't happen. People ask around with one another when it comes to the season of Lent, what are you going to give up for this Lent? It's good to give up one thing, physically, and it will help, because you will become healthy. I heard people saying, I'm going to give up chocolate. I'm going to give up something that I shouldn't be eating because I want to lose my weight, or maybe it's good. It's not bad to do that. But that's not the point. Deeper we have to go into spiritually. Especially as a leader of this body of Christ, it is almost necessary to desire to meet our God personally. This is the perfect season for you to meet God during this 40 days of Lent, because it is going to be a blessing for you. Amen? So remember, there is a chart, you know, towards the Wesley Hall on the right, left side. Please sign up. Just one meal in 40 days. Without having meal, I'm asking you as a leader. I can see you guys are all leaders because on this weather, you are here. I'm so blessed with so not so many people here. Did you hear singing? Praise God, right? So who are here now today has to all sign up. Yes, that makes, we can make a miracle here. Amen? So, sometimes God, I get so overwhelmed and I lose track of what I was supposed to, and I digress, and it's not, I'm not supposed to do that because I sometimes make mistakes by doing that. So let me go back to verse 9. Says, as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man, Jesus, had risen from the dead. So we are preparing for Easter. This is time for preparation. And Jesus is already talking about his death. But those disciples didn't understand what he was saying. Oh, we're so good here. Right? Actually, starting Ash Wednesday, we are preparing Easter. Are you ready? Are you ready for this miracle of resurrection? Let us back up a little. Chapter 2 in Mark. I have already spoken to you. Mark is the shortest gospel that you can read, so succinct. It has so much in it. So chapter 2 from verses 18 to 22, Jesus was questioned about fasting. There is a verse, it's very biblical. What did he respond? Let me briefly explain it to you. While John's disciple, John the Baptist, and the Pharisees were fasting, some people questioned Jesus. Why Jesus' disciples were not fasting? He responded that so long as they have him with them, it is not absolutely necessary. But his time, God's time, they will do so as well. I trust, I believe that this is God's time. Amen? We do it together as a team. And also further mentioned of that famous story of new wine into new wineskins. Quote, no one pours new wine into old wineskin. And if he does, the wine will bust the skins and both the wine and the wineskin will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskin. Unquote. That's in chapter 2. He already talked about fasting and starting anew. Seeing who God, you know, seeing who Jesus really is, in fact, is the way that God transforms us. Seeing Jesus is the right way, is the way that God transforms us. Have you thought about Jesus coming down the mountain thinking of his own death? Are you able to empathize with his suffering and pain? The resurrection is there for us, and the consequences, what we call the gospel, the narrative of our Lord's life and death. Right? The gospel is a life and death. It was composed later for the benefit of those who had already accepted good news. The gospel. The theology of miracle comes first, and the biography comes later as a comment on it. So, Wendy Miller, in her book, Jesus as a Spiritual Director, talks about going deeper with Jesus as well as guideline to meditation. God comes to us so gently. And when was the last time you heard God's small voice? Don't you want to hear it? When you have quiet time without having anything, praying just one meal, God might come to you and reveal to you what you're supposed to do and what God is, God's will is. Amen. It is about time. And the kingdom of God comes and meets us where we are. We are invited to be still and to hear God's voice. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. You are invited to be still and to hear God's call to turn from fear of condemnation for who we are and what we have done. We are all sinners. And to know that we are accepted where we are. Amen? And I believe in the power of prayer, because I am the one living witness of miracle. I can confess that in front of my son and my husband, it is a miracle that I'm here. Prayer is the most ancient and most universal and most intensive expression of the religious instinct. And we cannot learn about prayer except by praying. We cannot learn about except by praying. And prayer moves others through God's intervention and influence on them. It is not our prayer that moves people, but the God to whom we pray. And in all our prayers, the paramount motive is the glory of God. And prevailing prayer that moves people is the outcome of a right relationship with God. Right relationship with God. And we had good fellowship yesterday with fellow Christians. That's cross. That it's about time. And we are celebrating Black History Month this in February. And I would like to share an imaginary letter from the pen of Apostle Paul by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in his book called Strength to Love. In the last chapter of his book, he starts a chapter as if it were written by Apostle Paul by saying usual line of greetings and actually addressing to Americans who are affluent and scientifically advanced and so on. The chapter is named Paul's Letter to American Citizens. Isn't it interesting? Let me read it to you. He says, I wonder whether your moral, spiritual progress has been commensurated with your scientific progress. He further talks about that we, the body of Christ, is true in its nature. It knows neither division nor disunity. And a narrow sectarianism destroys the unity of the body of Christ. And segregation is a blatant denial of the unity. Using love as your weapon could avoid violence, and love is the most durable power in the world. And the highest good is love. Remember faith, hope, love. Without love, it's the sound of gong. Without love, benevolence becomes egotism, or martyrdom becomes spiritual pride, unquote. He closes with this last paragraph. It is improbable that I will see you in America, but I will meet you. He's just writing as if he were Paul, right? So we'll meet you in God's eternity. And now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and lift us from the dark valley of despair to the bright mountain of hope, from the midnight of desperation to the daybreak of joy. To him be power and authority forever and ever. Unquote. Amen. Solemn observation of Lent. Solemn observation of Lent is critical to the spiritual well-being. And prayerful time of penance and repentance and almsgiving sets the stage for the joyful renewal of Easter. Aren't you ready for the joyful renewal of Easter? Brothers and sisters in Christ, Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. Traditionally, I understand most of you do not attend the service. Would you like to join me, though? this church, the prayer vigil for the 40 days in an effort to renew our minds and to discern God's will, which is good and perfect and pleasing. Amen? That's a transformation. During these 40 days of Lent, we may be gifted and graced to reaffirm the covenant you made with us through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Oh God, we give thanks to you, your grace and mercy. Make us the kind of person you want us to be, and thank you for forgiving us of our sins and giving us eternal life. Lord Jesus, we want to know you personally. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins when he opened the door of our lives and receive you as our Savior and Lord. And as we begin this most important season of Lent, be with us, help us go from here and to purify ourselves to accept your good and pleasing and perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.